Parenting Guide for Toddler Sleeping by Calvin A. Colarusso, M.D. Read by Ken Maxson. Published by True Nature Productions. Stimulating Healthy Sleeping from Birth Onward. Let's start at the beginning. Promoting healthy sleeping habits in toddlers starts in infancy. At birth, to be exact. Infants spend most of their time sleeping. These periods are interrupted by short intervals of calm alertness when the infant's hunger has been satisfied and he or she is not in discomfort caused by dirty diapers, illness, or other causes. These periods of calm and satiation begin to set a tone for the infant's experience of the world as a safe, gratifying place. I strongly suggest that from day one, your infant sleeps in his or her crib, not in your bed. I can hear you exclaiming, "What harm can that possibly do to my child?" In the first few months of life, there is no harm done. But by taking your infant into your bed consistently, you are interfering with the development of the ability to fall asleep easily without significant parental involvement. When you hear what's in store for you during the toddler years, you'll be glad that you started by having your infant sleep in the crib. I could tell you one story after another of parents coming to my office asking for help. "How do I get 4-year-old Janet out of our bed?" asked mother. "It better happen soon," said father. "We haven't had sex in over a month." When an infant is returned to the crib, clean and fed, sleep comes easily. Over the course of the first year, the intervals of wakefulness and sleep both lengthen. When the infant sleeps in the crib and not the parent's bed, most infants are sleeping through the night by 6 months of age. The toddler years. The toddler years are usually defined as ages 1 to 3. These years are characterized by explosive physical and psychological development. In order to understand the causes of sleeping problems during the toddler years, we need to spend a moment understanding why the terrible twos occur. The terrible twos aren't so bad when you understand their developmental purpose. Using the newfound ability to walk, the toddler charges into life and furniture and anything else in his or her way. Unfortunately, balance is shaky, and one of the greatest risks to toddlers is injury from falls or running into furniture. The terrible twos, also called the developmental disturbances of the toddler, are characterized by destructiveness, messiness, motor restlessness, clinging, inability to separate, whining, and chaotic emotional states such as temper tantrums. For all of its severity and pathological appearance, such behavior is short-lived. It remains in force while there are no outlets other than physical movement for the child's energies. And the troublesome behaviors disappear.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?